Okay, we have many, many wonderful people here, including Pastor Ray and our friend from Great Britain flew over. This is wonderful. Therefore, we want to really take advantage of the time. Actually, what we were sharing here in the last class, much of it is what Pastor Schaller shared in Helsinki many years ago. We kind of reiterated some thoughts, and we always build on what we learned in the past. However, when he says, "Behold, I make all things new." So the things of God, they're not new, but they're new. So let us consider in our hearts a couple of things. We keep the matters of the country also in our prayers. We don't have to know a whole lot, but we need to pray. And my prayer today was, Lord, give wisdom to people that they know what to do, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives. The gospel may go forward, and we may prosper in the Lord, and also that there wouldn't be persecution unnecessarily, either to Jews or to the church. We remember Pastor Mike Blunkett in China. We remember there's so much persecution going on in that part of the world, Muslim world. We keep that in prayer. So shortly, life is a mystery. To walk with God is so much like this. Draw me and we will come after you. We may say a few things about these matters, but I'd like us to open really with the word of prayer. And I'm thinking right now, who would like to do that? There's a special lady here who knows to pray. And ladies know how to pray. They went first to the grave after the Lord was risen. We always remember that. They went first to the grave. Go ahead and have prayer.
Thank you, Father, for this privilege of being here today. We pray, God, that you anoint this time, that you just share your thoughts and your heart with us through Pastor Ben today. We love you so much, and we thank you for what we received. Engraft your words in our heart. Amen. And Lord, just really let Pastor Ben enjoy every little drop of his drink. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know the answer to this doctrinal question. Do we have coffee in heaven? Yeah. Pastor Sarah, what do you think? I think that would be okay, something to consider. All right, now seriously. Yes. There's kind of like three statements that over the years as we've been learning the wonderful things of God. Wonderful things of God. Where is it from? But I still hear the hummingbird.
Maybe turn the microphone. That's good.
Okay. These three realities have always ministered to my life. We need three kinds of rest. The first type of rest is in the courtyard of the house of God's experience and God's vision. The second rest is in the middle court. And the third rest is in the inner part, the Holy of Holies. And don't be scared of that word, Holy of Holies. Don't be afraid of that word. Even though holiness is not familiar, it means more intense holy love. It means more of God and less of us. And it means the face of the Father. And it means a deeper freedom. A lot of people have a false fear about holiness. I get to this three-part thing soon, but a lot of people have a false fear of holiness. It's connected to the fatherhood of God. Peter puts it that way. If you call on the Father, 1 Peter, where's my other Bible? I had it somewhere. I had a bag somewhere. Here, okay. Okay. In this Bible, I marked on a margin every place where it talks about God as a Father. And my favorite nighttime activity is not so much watching rodeos as I turn to this Bible. And I watch this, I reflect on these Father statements. And here it says, here it says that, be ye holy, for I am holy, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to everyone's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, which is in the awe of God. In the awe of God, really, as the Father. And we have a Father who does everything right. And it's such an assurance to us that He'll never accuse us falsely. And He'll never give us anything, a task that is not right task for us. He does everything also in our defense that the enemy cannot kill us, destroy us, and His holiness is for our defense. When you read Isaiah and all that, you also see that God says, I'm a Savior God because I'm holy. When God is a judge, often in a Western thought, the first thing is like, ooh, He's a judge, so He'll be looking at me very severely. Okay, but the thought is primarily he is the judge and He will come and save you. That is the overflowing thought. He is righteous. We don't take it in the wrong way. But really, the Savior God and His holiness is that the Lion of Judah is working as our defense. You know, we don't eat lion. Lion is not kosher food. When he, in the capacity that He's a lion, he's a lion to the enemy. What is He to us? A lamb. We eat the lamb, but we're right behind the lion and next to the lion who defends His own children against the enemy. But I want to really touch that thought about these three parts. You know, it says in Matthew, let's say 4:4, and also in Luke, where it says that it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written. It is written. It is written. It also says, it is finished. John 19:30. It is paid in full. It is completed. Everything that could be done has been done to the finish. As far as redemption is concerned, yes. And then there's one more part, which is in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 6. They made sure that little children cannot open this bottle. Okay, where does it happen that we really meet, it is finished? That is the courtyard. In the courtyard we have the altar, a burnt offering. We have the washing laver of water. And this is when John writes in the second chapter to the little children, he writes, you have known the Father, and he writes, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. That's a place to learn the plenteous forgiveness, unconditional love, all these riches, which is in the first part of the Song of Songs, so beautifully illustrated. That's the part where it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. It's a first-hand experience, not second-hand. So when we learn concerning God, and we learn from, especially in the first part, so much in the body fellowship context, we learn by hearing, but it's got to be transmitted by the Spirit to personal experience, which he does, that let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You can't say a more personal type than this. This is amazing illustration. Personal. That's where we learn, draw me and we will run after thee. That's where we learn that divine drawing. We start with the riches of forgiveness and we really get a glimpse of the Father. The next stage would be then we get rid of guilt. We get rid of guilt by this, it is finished. How wonderful it is. You remember when you got rid of that guilt for the first time? You still remember that? It's many years ago. Wow. It's many years ago, but boy, that peace has never left. The second part of the tabernacle and also this statement, which is in, let's say, Matthew 4:4, and is it is written. That the written word, the light of the word, sets us free from ignorance. The more we have that light, the more we have also those shadows moving away. In Song of Songs chapter 2 it says about the shadows. Verse 17, until my beloved is mine and I am his, he feedeth among the lilies. And then it says, until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn my beloved and be thou like a roe or young hart upon the mountains of Bather or separation. So shadows, I still remember as a young believer, I had more to do with the shadows. Like, everything is so good, and you feel so full. But then a thought comes to you, but I'm not quite there. I'm not quite like someone else, or I haven't been able to break through that, or what does someone think of me, and am I really approved? I know he does approve me, but does everybody else approve of me? Oh, yes, the shadows. But when we get more of the word and more of the light of the candlestick and more of the fellowship. And we're in that room, the middle room, where you have a candlestick, a menorah, and all the boards are covered with not copper of condemnation, but a gold of his divinity. So everything that his light shines there is reflected from that gold. And being in that place, the shadows more and more begin to depart. The shadows begin to flee away. It's so great to be free from guilt. That's when the prodigal comes home. His stomach is churning. He's tired. He's exhausted. But worse than any of that is the guilt that, what will my father say? I am terrible. Will he accept my apology? Okay, when that guilt is rolled away, he just feels like, wow. But his stomach is still churning and his muscles are weak. Come to the feast. Feast is like they're in a second room. Feast. All of our life of believerhood is a good English word, right? Okay. All of our life as a believer, it all has to do with the feasting, but no leaven. That's the thing. What? Because the leaven spoils the feast. That's why we hate sin so much, because it spoils the feast. And then, what is all this soul-winning activity and evangelism? It's inviting people to the feast that we're enjoying. It's not an extra task put upon our feast. It is inviting people to the feast that we're enjoying. This is contagious. So first thing, rid of the guilt. Wow. But I'm hungry. I'm weak. And then get rid of the shadows. Soul shadows. The Lord has more than one way to help us. But His primary way is just reflecting the full beam of that light on our soul. So whatever false image we have of ourselves, that just breaks. And the shadows do flee away. But while we're waiting, so the key is just to stay in the cleft of the rock and where the stairs are. Stay in a place where we're hidden with Him in His death and in His resurrection, in a context where we hear about it with the table that is a table of God's feast. Psalm 23. So what about the third part? And couple of words about it only. The third part is Revelation 21. Yes, it is finished. It is written. My life is based on those things. So is yours. But it's based also on the third one. Revelation 21, verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Aleph and Tau, or Alpha and Omega, either way, the beginning and the end. And how do I cash in into that? I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I want to say one thing about that. The self-consciousness part is what has to do with the shadows. There's no natural way to walk out of self-consciousness. Self, don't be conscious of yourself. Self, don't think what the others who are more further than me think about. Self, well, the first thing, problem is already look into self. We can talk to our own heart. This is done by the water. I will give to him. There's a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I got to finish with this. When it is, we come to the place that whatever needs to be done before God is already done. If he asks us to do anything, it's like it's already done. Did you know that there was one runner in, sorry for these running examples. I was born during the Olympics, so that's all I know. Did you know there's one man in U.S. history who won 10,000 meters in Olympics happened to be in Tokyo. Did you know his name? Well, Dave was awesome, but he was 800 meters. He was awesome. He surprised the whole world. But many Americans are good at that. It was, oh my goodness, what was his name? He was from the Lakota tribe. He was from the Lakota tribe in the South Dakota. No, Tim was Swedish. He was in Sweden. No. His name, no. He was an Indian, and he was so poor that he had to borrow sneakers. And he shocked the whole world. That's 1914 in Sweden. I meant 1964. Anyway, whoever was this mystery man, Billy Mills. The answer came from Ulla. Billy Mills shocked the whole world. But you know what was Billy Mills' secret? Billy Mills said, my father taught me. He said, just hang in there. For the last 100 yards, say to yourself, I won. And then go. Okay. He looked at it like it's already won. And he shocked the whole world. Even Ron Clark couldn't stand up to him. Nobody could. He said, I won. And this is the thing that when we go to the fountains of the water of life, not just the water of life, but the fountains of the water of life, which is what?